Today, the NRA unveiled its suggestions for improving school safety. You'll remember after the Newtown school shooting, NRA Executive Director Wayne LaPierre stunned many people by calling for armed guards in every school, saying the only thing that stops a bad guy is a good guy with a gun. But today, former Republican Congressman and likely Arkansas gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson said volunteer armed guards were proposed by his NRA-sponsored study. The NRA, though, researched the idea and found too much resistance from school superintendents, so the group switched focus to training staff.
Let me emphasize, this is not talking about all teachers. Teachers should teach. But if there is a personnel that has good experience, that has an interest in it, and is willing to go through this training, 40 to 60 hours, that is totally comprehensive, then that is an appropriate resource that a school should be able to utilize.
Kevin Robillard of Politico is following the story. Kevin, what do you think happened? Because Hutchinson took pains to say he was working independently from the NRA. He proposed these 8 recommendations, but this idea of volunteer armed guards was rejected. Everybody assumes, though, that Hutchinson is very close to the NRA. So what do you think is happening here? And were you surprised they rejected the volunteer?
Well, I was surprised, but it's also something that increasingly state legislators, there's a lot of movement towards the idea of arming teachers. That had sort of caught on among state legislators throughout the country. It was something that's being discussed right now in 27 different states. So it was sort of becoming the more popular idea. And what Hutchinson said today at his press conference was that when he went out and they talked to different school superintendents throughout the country, school superintendents were very much reluctant to embrace this idea. There were a lot of problems with it. There's legal problems that exist beyond the idea of that don't exist when you're just wanting to arm teachers. There are problems with liability issues. What if one of these people accidentally shoots a student,
sure,
as compared to when a teacher might shoot a student or something like that in an accident?
Well, because these volunteers would just be someone from the neighborhood who decided to come in, or retired police officers, so perhaps they feel they have more control if it's staff?
Yeah, that's a big part of it, and it's also a question of, you know, in a school, the principal doesn't necessarily know these volunteers and wouldn't necessarily have an opportunity to get to know them as well as he might get to know, say, a teacher, or in a lot of cases they're leaving it open to personnel, so it could be a guidance counselor or a vice principal or whoever else might be licensed to carry a gun in a school.
Well, still, you report 27 states are considering proposals to arm and train teachers. One state, South Dakota, has actually passed a law allowing teachers to carry guns. But what's been the response of teachers to this idea of arming them?
Well, so the national teachers unions in particular have been vehement in their opposition to this. Basically, they're arguing that introducing a gun into a school doesn't solve the problem. It only makes the problem worse. And the other thing they argue is that it hurts the relationship between teachers and students, because once the teacher has a gun, there's a lot more power that they have over the student. It's a lot more threatening. It makes it harder for a student to befriend a teacher or to learn more from that teacher.
Yeah. The proposal, the study, also included the adoption of model training program for school resource officers. These are the officers that would be hired. As we said, teachers and staff be trained, an online tool to let schools evaluate their safety programs, things like that. But you note that Asa Hutchinson didn't touch on any things that are being debated on the federal level or being passed in a Connecticut law.
Yeah, so Hutchinson very much avoided the core of the gun control debate that's going on right now. And he directly said, you know, we didn't want to focus on what's happening in Congress. We wanted to focus on school safety. And that's important because it, at the very least, means that they're not dealing with anything that could aggravate the NRA. Hutchinson repeatedly said he was independent from the NRA, but of course the NRA did pay for the study. They put it all together. And now Hutchinson is actually asking the NRA to make the School Shield group that put together the report a permanent organization advocating for school safety. So obviously they're not going to take positions that are going to, you know, directly contradict the NRA.
We just have a couple seconds, but, you know, they were derided after Newtown for what sounded like a tone-deaf press conference. Is the NRA looking, you know, better, at least with its influence now?
They are. Hutchinson is not Wayne LaPierre. Wayne LaPierre came out and was, you know, breathing fire. Hutchinson was using very guarded language. He was using very wonkish language. A lot of this report has nothing to do directly with guns. There's stuff about how you can improve security by changing a school's landscaping and stuff like that. So it is very much avoiding sort of that hot button, high focus area of gun control that they took so much heat on in the immediate aftermath of Newtown.
They're also said to be having a lot of influence in Congress. We're going to take that up as the days go. Kevin Robillard of Politico, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for having me on.